السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers or sisters of the madrasa and those listening overseas, in this majlis of zikr tonight, believe me, just a few minutes ago, before I came into the masjid from the office, it came to my mind that I should present before you this beautiful ashar of Hazrat Shah Hasmi Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, my Shaykh, in which there is great nasihat for all of us. We know that these are days when every person wants to make nasihat. Every person wants to be a preacher. Every person wants to be an inviter. Every person wants to give waaz. Every person wants to give bayan. Everyone wants to be on the mimbar. Everyone wants to be a speaker on the radio station. Everyone wants his voice to be heard. So there is nothing wrong with that. That is the duty of a Muslim. The Muslim's duty is that he should make amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. That is the sifat of a mu'min. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it very, very clear. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. So that is the duty of a Muslim, that he must invite. But then we begin to wonder that when there's so much of waaz, so much of nasihat, so much of bayan, so much of advices that are being given day and night, 24 hours, never in the history of South Africa or many other parts of the world did we have so many radio stations broadcasting Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, Tafsir, waaz, nasihat, 24 hours of the day. Even in Muslim countries it was not present. And now even on the television station, so many channels, they say are so-called Islamic channels. So then what is the reason that we do not see the effects of all those waaz and nasihats? One ayat of the Quran Sharif used to change entire communities. One verse used to change a whole tribe. People used to come into Islam. Just one nasihat is to have a tremendous impact on the heart of the listeners. And now we listen to so much, so there is some weakness and shortcoming somewhere. Sometimes it is in the speaker himself that he does not seem to have that ikhlas. He does not have that noor in his heart which may have an impact on the hearts of the listeners. The awliya-e-kiram, many of them, they didn't give any speech also. It says their silence was a speech. They said many, many words in their silence. And that had an impact. Because they had noor in their hearts. So sometimes it is a weakness and shortcoming in the speakers. That the speaker is just interested in name, fame, wah-wah. What a powerful speech, what a flowery speech. What an orator he was, or he is, and that's about all. And sometimes the weakness is in the listeners. So the listeners are not there with the niyat of listening to those nasihats attentively as a prescription of a doctor, as a prescription of a specialist, as a prescription of a physician. They are not there sitting and listening with that niyat. If we want to see what is the weakness in us and thereafter remedy, take the prescription and remedy the situation. And I always say that many a times it is the organizers of those functions, huge functions, that there is no ikhlas in their hearts. That they have different motives. Some have got only one motive, and that is make as much money as possible from those conventions and conferences and gatherings. The attendance at such kind of programs sometimes has exorbitant fees. So those nasihats also, they have no effect. Deen is not a thing that we commercialize. I'm not talking about haram and halal here. I'm saying that why are these nasihats not having an impact? So therefore listen to this very carefully. Kyun aahme kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq se dil majrooh nahi. I discussed this on some other occasion, but I repeat. Kyun aahme kuch taaseer nahi, kya ishq se dil majrooh nahi. جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے کیوں آ ہمیں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیا عشق سے دل مجروح نہیں. Why is there no effect in our ah anymore? Is there no ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the heart? No ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Has our heart not become wounded with the ishq and the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Because when the heart becomes wounded with the ishq and love and muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then that ah also will be deep hearted ah. There will be effect. In other words, in those nasihats, in those advices, in everything there will be effect, because then there will be noor in that heart. Jab noor hi nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar pe wo kya barsayenge. When the speakers themselves do not have noor in their hearts, speakers like myself and others, if they don't have that noor in their hearts, then what are they going to distribute from the minbars? What are they going to distribute? Nothing but words. Only words will flow from their mouths. That they will have no impact on the hearts. And even if there is, just for a little while. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, the tabi'in, 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 awliya'i siddiqeen, the great, great mashayikh, it was that noor in their hearts when the words came out from their mouths. Then as you have heard many times, it used to come out in the capsule of noor. We also have words, and they also use words, the same words. But our words are empty words. And when they speak, because it is from their hearts, just picture a heart that is filled with an ocean of noor, and those words are coming out from that heart. So it's coming out in the capsule of noor, and then going through our ears, and then into the heart again. Thereafter it is that person's weakness or deficiency if he is not one that follows it up. But it has an effect and an impact. They are not there to impress. They are not there to gain some kind of selection or win some election. Their deep-hearted concern is that we must become obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter we must get the best of the ni'mats of Jannat in the Akhirat and the best in this world also. That's all. And with their ibadat, with their zikr, with their tilawat, with their crying before Allah Ta'ala, with their deep-hearted sighs in the late part of the night before Allah Ta'ala, and with their effort that they put into their lives of taqwa, so Allah Ta'ala fills their hearts with nur. And then that is what has effects. So today we have so much of bayan, that is bayan, unlimited speech is unlimited. So he said, jab noor hi nahi khud hi dil mein, minbar pe wo kya barsayenge. We must each one of us think of ourselves being in this category, that we've got nothing in the heart, then what are we going to say from the minbar? From the minbars is nothing but speeches after that. And there's no ta'seer in our ah anymore. The ah that is to shake up in the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's arsh. La ilaha illallah. Deep hearted when the person is to say, in the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shake. Great amount of noor was in there.
जाएंगे कभी आहे दिल की बालाए फलक ता अर्श बरी ये दर्द मोहब्बत के नाले कुछ रंग तो अपना लाएंगे ये दर्द मोहब्बत के नाले कुछ रंग तो अपना लाएंगे.
Don't listen to this voice, listen to the meaning. जाएंगे कभी आहे दिल की बालाए फलक तार शिवरी ये दर्द मोहब्बत के नाले कुछ रंग तो अपना लाएंगे. These deep hearted sighs, our cry before Allah Ta'ala, our expression of complete helplessness before our Creator, before our Sustainer, before our Almighty Allah, and our pleadings and our beggings, nale dil, it will go above. If the person is sincerely turning towards Allah Ta'ala, then he will be on the ground. Physically he is sitting on the farsh, on the ground. But his ah is going above the arsh. Allah Ta'ala is listening to that servant of his, that slave of his. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves that expression of helplessness of his servants. He says, oh Allah, I have tried. That I am failing. I can't seem to come out of these evils and these addictions of my life. I make tawbah and break my tawbah. But I don't want to be disobedient to you, my Allah. I want a life of obedience, a life in which there is love of yours and that of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with your power of jazm, now make me yours. It is in your hands. The person is crying before Allah Ta'ala. He says, it will definitely go up. Ye dard-e muhabbat ke naale, kuch rang to apna laayenge. Ye dard-e muhabbat ke naale, these crying, these tears with the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they will show their colors. They will bear fruit. They will bring the desired results. Turn towards Him and see what Allah Ta'ala gives. Why are we losing hope? Every day so many people from different parts of the world, I'm losing hope. Will Allah Ta'ala ever forgive me for what I have done? I just can't seem to get the jazba and feeling of doing anything. Why lose hope? Where are we going to go? Is there anyone else for us besides Allah Ta'ala? Can we survive without Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help and assistance? Can any one of us even live for a second We are in need of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala every second and every breath and every moment of our lives. So turn towards Him. How many times you have heard in the du'as and at other times. And how beautiful it is. Because there is no other way besides that.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye.
See it.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahr-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Bahr-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye.
Oh Allah, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, your love and my heart. I want the shores of the love, shores of the ocean of your love. My head at your door.
Ye dard-e-muhabbat ke naale kuch rang to apna laayenge. Jab sham-e-muhabbat dil mein liye, mehfil mein ho koi sahib-e-zau, phir ishq-e-khuda ke parwane khud ud ke wahan aa jayenge. Phir ishq-e-khuda ke parwane khud ud ke wahan aa jayenge.
If any mehfil, there is somebody that is sitting there with the fire of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love burning in his heart, then the moths will come towards it to burn themselves above. That in the people Allah ta'ala will bring them up. Those hearts will attract those people. Outwardly there will be nothing so dramatic in their bayans and speeches and everything else. There will be something that will bring about a revolution in their hearts. Because the person, his own heart is lit with Allah ta'ala's muhabbat. When you light a candle, or if there is light, then after that the moths come. If there is a burning lamp or burning candle, then we see that they want to come and burn themselves over that candle, over that flame. So first we have to light up. We have to be that flame. We want everybody to change their lives, but we are not lighting up our own hearts. There is no flame there. How do we expect moths to come and burn themselves over that flame? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must fill our hearts.
Bulbul ko na tu kar ainada, paabande sukoot aur khamoshi. Bulbul ko na tu kar ainada, paabande sukoot aur khamoshi. Jab usko chaman yaad aayega, jab unko chaman yaad aayega, naale bhi labon tak aayenge. bulbul ko na to karai nada paband sukoot aur khamoshi jab usko chaman yaad aayega nale bhi labon par aayenge bulbul ko na to karai nada paband sukoot aur khamoshi jab usko chaman yaad aayega nale bhi labon par aayenge.
How can we ever tell the nightingale not to lament? How can we say don't sing? How can we say the nightingale remain silent and quiet? Don't talk about those beautiful flowers in the gardens. Usko chaman yaad aayega. If you have to lock up that nightingale when he's going to think of the chaman in the garden, then it is going to lament. The Muslim and the mu'min, how can he be silent? How can he not remember Allah Ta'ala? Whenever he is going to remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, nale bhi labo takayenge. So we must become like those nightingales. If I have to explain that, we can go on for hours.
Tum laash ko meri ghusl na do.
Listen to this carefully.
Tum laash ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein latdi rehne do. Tum laash ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein latdi rehne do. Kal khoon shahadat mein latda, ye jism unhe dikhlayenge. Tum laash ko meri ghusl na do, tum laash ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein latdi rehne do. Kal khoon shahadat mein latda, ye jism unhe dikhlayenge.
We know that when a person is shaheed, then they don't remove his clothes, they don't give him ghusl and bath. If he is a proper shaheed, then he is buried in the same condition. So he says, don't give ghusl and bath to my body, because I am a shaheed. So that on the day of Qiyamah, I can show this body of mine to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, look at all these wounds on my heart. They were taken for your pleasure. How that shaheed in the battlefield who was shot, spear was put through him, or an arrow was targeted at him, or a sword was struck at his neck and he became shaheed, and his clothes and his body was now soaked in blood. This person, and especially the young person in these days of fitnas and mischief and corruption, when there's TVs and movies and videos and nightclubs and discos and cinemas and porn sites on the internet and what is not there, whether it's on the cell phones or where the computers, everywhere. So look at the amount of stabbing wounds this person is taking on his heart. It is like shahadat upon shahadat upon shahadat. He's sacrificing those evil desires. He's allowing that knife to be placed on the throat of those evil desires. He's becoming a manavi shaheed. That shaheed in the battlefield, one bullet and he's gone. And this young person in these times of mischief and corruption and fitnas, look at the number of times a day that he has to take shahadat. Number of times a day. How much of wounds he must have got on his heart. How much of khoon of shahadat must be flowing in the heart of those who are controlling their gazes and controlling their hearts and controlling their minds and from all this haram. It is not any ordinary thing this person is achieving in his life. He is getting shahadat upon shahadat upon shahadat. That is the shahadat that he is referring to. Tum la shako apni ghuslan do, bas khoon mein yun hi, bas khoon mein lathli rehne do. Leave my heart as it is with all the blood that is flowing there. It is flowing because of my love for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Young friends of mine may be going to the discos, cinemas, theatres, and everybody may be saying we are enjoying life and entertainment and pleasures and everything else. You are not enjoying life. You are facing nothing but boredom and restless. But we are, but the person who is enjoying that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, if only he could open up his heart and show it to those people, the true sense of enjoyment they are having. It's not that they are bored. It's not that they are considering it like some kind of weight and burden on their heads and shoulders. How many times I have explained this, that in the 50 degree heat, just now in June, July, they will be there in Makkah Sharif, 45, 50. What is it that will bring the people to make tawaf even in the midday sun? Is anybody whipping them? Is anybody dragging them? So there must be some enjoyment that they are getting. Who gets them up for tahajjud and brings them? We haven't tasted it. We haven't tasted it and we don't want to taste it. We make zoba here and as soon as we step out, we say, how can we stay away from all this haram? We must watch. We must listen. We must see. Then when will that heart fill up? So therefore, it says, tum la shaku meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein lathri rehne do. Then on the day of Qiyamah, he says, I can show it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ye jism aap humpe dikhlayenge. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of himmat, that kind of courage, that kind of strength to restrain ourselves. Stay in the company of good friends. Go out, make amar bil maruf nahi munkar, go out in the jamaat. Read some good literature. Listen to some good programs. Eat, drink in the company of good friends. But stay away from those haram. And then see how slowly, slowly it will fill up. It won't just happen overnight, but it will fill up. Then this person will also say the same thing. Tum la shaku meri ghuslan do, bas khoon mein lathri rehne do. So when Allah will ask that, why didn't you go and engage in all those kind of things? Of course, he's not going to ask like that. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say that, look at this. We are talking metaphorically. Allah ta'ala will say, look at this young servant and slave of mine. He also had money, he had clothes, he had handsomeness, so the woman was beautiful, she had everything, they had cars, cell phones and everything. But they kept on taking the wounds on their hearts. They kept on taking the sword of shahadat. Then see what the person gets from Allah Ta'ala as a reward. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, jalla jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Yaar rahe yaar ab to mera aur main tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhe se ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshiyar rahu اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. اے رب کریم, او مائی بلاور اللہ, اے رحیم اللہ, کریم اللہ, ستار العیوب, غفار الذنوب اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بلاور, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ, موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ, موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ. You yourself have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. My beloved Allah, you have ordered us. We are therefore turning towards you and saying, have forgive each and every one of us. Have mercy upon us. For you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. My beloved Allah, أنت خير الراحمين. اب تو معاف کر دے, اب تو معاف کر دے. How long, my Allah, are we going to remain in the darkness of sins? How long are we going to remain distanced from you? How long are we remain going to remain disobedient to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The angel of death is sure to visit us. He is not going to seek any kind of appointment. He is not going to see how busy we are, how many children we have, how many of property matters we have to attend to, and how much of business deals we still have to conclude, and how much of construction we still have to undertake, and how much of nikahs we still have to make of our children and grandchildren. Ya Allah, angel of death is going to strike suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. We have wasted our lives. We are ashamed. हम शर्मिंदा है। अगर चे पुर खता है पर कहा जाए तेरा बंदा, अगर चे पुर खता है पर कहा जाए तेरा बंदा, तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा ब उम्मीद करम आया, तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा ब उम्मीद करम आया। ओ माय बिलवर अल्लाह, वी एक्नॉलेज दैट इंडीड यू आर द मोस्ट सिंपल वन ऑन द सरफेस ऑफ दिस अर्थ। We have come to your door. We have come to the door of the one who is Ghafoor al-Rahim, the one who loves forgiveness of the sins of the sinners, the one who is prepared to accept the sinners in whatever condition they are, as long as they turn towards you. By Allah, our hearts are open before you. We can conceal our sins from our family members, our friends, our wives, our children. Where can we conceal our dirty, filthy hearts from you? If only you have to expose our dirty, filthy hearts, no one will welcome us in their homes. Hey, Rabbe Kareem. اے رب کریم، اے رب کریم، ہم گناہ کرتے کرتے تھک گئے، we ourselves have become tired of your disobedience, we haven't found peace, happiness, satisfaction in sins, it has brought nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems in our lives. Our homes have become Jahannam on earth. My beloved Allah, tonight we are pledging not to return to those sins again. Give us the himmat and the courage of lions against our nafs. Make us yours and become ours. My beloved Allah, we are like those little children who dirty themselves so many times a day. But the mother still hugs that child and says, it's my child. Hum jaise bhi hai, aapke hai. Whatever we may be, we are yours. We are your slaves by Allah. We are your bandas. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, mere tamam dosto ki jo bhi sun rahe hain sab ki maghfirat kar de. What else has gathered us here, my Allah, except great hope in your mercy? Such large number of young friends of mine who have everything going for them, but they have come here in search of your Muhammad and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, ab toh hame qubool kar le. اے رب کریم، forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Light up our hearts with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen, with the noor of taqwa. Bless us with the akhlaq of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from all haram. Safeguard us from popping drugs, taking wine, from womanizing, from watching all the filth on TV and computers and cell phones, reading filthy magazines. Hamari hifazat parwa.
those who are sick at ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless everyone with shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are in financial difficulties and crisis, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have become a headache and a pain for the parents, my beloved Allah, make those children nek, salih, pious and righteous. Give the parents the himmat and the courage to give those children proper upbringing and remove from their homes and lives all those things that's causing such corruption in the lives of children. My beloved Allah, aaj raat humare liye faisla kar do. Apna banane ka faisla kar do. Make a decision to make us all yours. Hamara ban ja. Ey Rabbe Kareem. Ey Rabbe Kareem. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Bahr-e-ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara, dar tumhara chahiye. Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, adultery, fornication, watching some film, popping drugs in our mouths, or any kind of haram. When the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Medina for your love. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Medina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گوروں کا پنا. Oh Allah, remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of mankind around the globe and especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, Europe, America, all parts of the world, my Allah, the Ummah is going through such kind of tests and trials. Give hidayat to those zalims, hidayat to those who are oppressors, to hidayat to those who are plotting and planning and scheming against the Ummah, who are making life difficult. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. And if hidayat is not in the muqaddar because of the obstinacy, then remove them from the surface of the earth like the Aad and the Samud. Mujahideen Islam ki madad aur nusrat. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Those who have passed away, Ya Allah, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with jannatul firdaus. Give sabr jameel, ajr azeem to all the kith and kin and family members. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, he asked for protection, protect us. And the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, tamam deeni khidmat ko qubool faro. Tabligh wa daawat ki mehnat qubool faro. Ijtima jo hone wala hai, Ya Allah, usko qubool faro. Har qisam ki hifazat faro. اے اللہ ہدایت کا ذریعہ بنا تیری راہ میں نکلنے والوں کو قبول فرما خانقاہ مساجد مدارس سب کو قبول فرما سب کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال اے اللہ یو ویل اوے آف دا گڈ وشز دا گڈ ڈیزائرز دا ایسپیریشنز دا تمنا دیٹ از ان دا ہارٹس آف ایچ اینڈ ایوری انڈیویجول ینگ اینڈ اولڈ ہو ہیو ریزڈ دیئر ہینڈز بیفور یو this part of the night after the majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, they have gathered here with great hope. Great hope. Wherever they are listening with great hope.
May Allah fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good tawanna. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the hardship, the tests and the trials, the sicknesses and diseases and weakness of each and every individual. With your fazl and kindness and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering, difficulties and hardships. Nabiye Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ae Rabbe Kareem, qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul qaleem. Wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.